Good morning, everybody. This is Dennis. Okay, so I am here in Santa Rosa. I am leaving the I am leaving the Motel 6 at the moment. I am going to go to. Sorry, I'm like super hungry right now. So my speech is a little bit thrown off. It's been like, oh God, it's been like 18 hours since I've eaten any real food, and I only ate some oatmeal and some red vines and some coffee and a thing of pretzels too that were here. So what I'm going to do, I figured out because I drove down to San Francisco to see about the property that I may have owned down there through my landlord app, and there was somebody already living in the thing, so whether or not it's actually mine, I don't feel like kicking anybody out of their house or getting arrested for trying to kick anybody out of their house if it's not actually my property. So, what I did was my car broke down in San Francisco in a handicapped spot, and it got towed somewhere, I would imagine. So what I did was I walked from San Francisco to San Rafael, which was the most brutal 17-mile walk I have ever walked. I had to cross the Golden Gate Bridge, and there was some little like town that is like inaccessible unless you walk across the, like, I don't know, it was like, seriously, it was like the little, it was like the town in like that stupid M. Night Shyamalan movie, but it wasn't like way back in like the 1700s or some little weird type of thing like that, but it was like this little town trapped in a segment of time, but there's all these future time machines going around the city, which are cars that are too new for that type of city. Anyway, I don't know. I could have just been fucking tripping. But when you're on foot and you walk through all these places just seem like worlds away, like entire separate segments of all of reality that are like, I don't know, it's just weird. These, when you're not in a car and you just, yeah, and you travel through all these places, it's all these different towns seem like entire worlds away and separated from the rest of everything. I don't know, it's crazy. I am going to make my way back up to Oregon because ultimately I was going to see about about living with Clea, and that sort of went sour. So I was going to, from there, go to see about living with Kat, but I don't have it in me to be told no by either of these people, so it's like I'm either throwing everything away by not confronting ultimately them and not giving myself the opportunity to live with them, or I am preventing myself from the hardest thing to hear, which is no from the people that you really, really, really don't want to hear no from more than anybody else. I'm not, you know, so it's a bittersweet, evil thing, but that's okay. I'm gonna make my way back up to Baker City, Oregon, and I'm gonna get myself into classes and get myself a part-time job, and I am just going to do that. Yeah, it's just the best thing that I can do for myself and for anybody else. I really, really would love to be with Clea and living with her and that whole thing, but if she's already with someone and already has her daughter Fiona and blah, 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 then good for you. I was too late. I was born too late. That sucks, but that's just life sometimes. And So, knowing all that, guys, knowing all that, I have to get myself to the train station in, I have to get myself to the train station in Santa Rosa and start heading up north further, and then I think I have to take a bus wherever the train station stops in that town, and take a bus the rest of the way, maybe. We'll see how it goes. I'm just super hungry right now, and I don't have any money for food, so I have to contact my dad and go pick up some money, Western Union, probably here a little bit later on this morning. And, yeah. And that will be that. Nothing too profound and nothing too crazy. I haven't been on speed. I have a little bit of weed, but that's all I've got. Oh my goodness. I'm really, really fucking hungry right now. Hopefully I have enough to go next door and get a coffee at least. Do I have enough change? Please. Tell me I have enough change, please. I think I have enough for a coffee next door. I'm gonna go sit next door and drink coffee for a few hours. Or something, I don't know. Okay. Yeah, dude, my feet are so blistered. I wore, like, these little, like, Van shoes that I wore to my brother's wedding. Sadly, I like was assuming that I was going to see Clea at, and there was like the wedding planner there totally looked like her, like a version of her, but like some 7D rendering of what she's supposed to be. But it's not cutting the, it's not cutting the cake for me. So, anyway, I wore the Vans. I've been walking in them for like the last few days. I've just been walking around San Francisco. The car broke down. I had to walk from like 24-hour fitnesses to, you know what I mean? Just all around town, dude. And my feet are seriously, like my right foot, my pinky toe, a blister that is like covered the entire top part of my toe. Like the skin flap just came off last night. So it's actually, but my feet just fucking hurt, dude, and I still have, there's still miles of walking left that I have to do, and, anyway, I think that's it. I'm just keeping everybody up to date. Yeah, thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.